It has been often said that America is long on natural resources but short on history. While there's some truth in it, it does not mean that America has no history at all. 那有些人说美国是一个自然资源非常丰富的国家，但是它的历史却非常短暂。啊，这说的没错，但是呢，这并不意味着美国它是一个完全没有历史的国家。The present-day United States was originally populated by people migrating from Asia via the Bering Land Bridge, starting some 20,000 years ago. These people became the indigenous people who inhabited the Americas before the arrival of European explorers and who are now called Native Americans. 没有人知道最早的美国土著人他们是什么时候或者说以什么方式来到现在被称为美国的这块土地上。但是呢，有些科学家认为他们是在大概2万年前从亚洲穿过一度连接这个西伯利亚和阿拉斯加的大陆桥过来的。那大家可以在这个图上看到我们这两幅图啊，这个 Bering Land Bridge， 我们的白令路桥。大家可以看到呢，之前的这个白令路桥周围它有很多的这个大陆，但是呢到后边没有了，那是因为海平面上升把周围的大陆都给淹没了啊。 1492, Christopher Columbus, an Italian navigator supported by the Spanish Queen, sailed west in search of a new sea route to India.When he reached some small islands in the now West Indies, he thought he had reached India of Asia. So he named the local people Indians, not knowing that he had discovered a new continent. Following in his footsteps, Amerigo Vespucci, another Indian navigator, proved that the land was not India, and it was a new continent. Therefore,The land was later named America after him. 1492年的时候，意大利航海家 Christopher Columbus 哥伦布啊，为了寻找一条通往印度的新航线，然后呢，他在西班牙女王的支持下，向西航行，穿越了浩瀚的大西洋，抵达了现在西印度群岛的一些小岛。他误以为自己到达了亚洲的印度，所以呢，他把当地人称为印第安人。因为他并不知道自己已经发现了一个新大陆，而另外一位意大利航海家 Amerigo Vespucci 阿美利哥·韦斯普奇，他证明了哥伦布到达的并不是印度，而是一个新大陆。因此，这块新大陆后边呢，便以这位航海家 Amerigo Vespucci 的名字命名为 America。By 1750, nearly 2 million people were living in these colonies, many of whom were Puritans who left their own countries in search of religious freedom. The most typical example was the voyage of the Mayflower ship. 到1750年，有将近200万人生活在这些殖民地，其中呢，许多人是为了寻求宗教自由而离开了自己的国家的清教徒。其中最典型的例子就是五月花号的航行。In 1620, 201 of pilgrims sailed to the New World in a ship called Mayflower. They arrived at Plymouth and built the Plymouth colony. The Puritans were wealthy, well-educated gentlemen. The Puritans did not allow religious dissent.The colonists were building a new way of life in the new world. There were a number of features which would play a role in forming the American character. There were representative form of government, rule of law, respect of individual rights, religious tolerance, and a strong of individual enterprise. 1620年，201个英国清教徒乘坐著名的五月花号船来到了新大陆，在普利茅斯建立了殖民地 Plymouth。 清教徒们大都比较富有，而且都是受过良好教育的绅士，他们不允许异教存在。 殖民者在新大陆建立了一种新的生活方式，政府的代表形式、法治、对人权的尊重、宗教的宽容以及强大的个人进取精神，这几点为美国特色的形成起到了一定的作用。